All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Time to strap on in. On this edition of the Latin Jazz Cruise, we have as our guests in studio, the one and only Jane Bunnett and Makeke.
Sorry.
Fantastic. Jen Bunet and Makeke están sintonizados WBGO, la emisora número uno de jazz en la nación. You're in tune with WBGO, the number one jazz station in the nation. This is your host, curator of the Latin Jazz Cruise, Bobby Sanabria. Man, fantastic sound, Jen Makeke. Jen Bunet from Canada, a stalwart of the soprano saxophone and the flute. Here in the studios with this fantastic group and premiering their new album. They've performed already at the Jazz Standard for two nights to rousing ovations. And through the miracle of technology, they are now in Flushing Town Hall performing. But Jane is with us, and Jane, fantastic. I know you for several years. You've always done very, very creative, innovative projects utilizing musicians from Cuba. Tell us about this new project, but first tell us what the name Makeke means.
Makeke translates to the fiery energy and spirit of a little girl in the Lukumi dialect, Afro-Cuban dialect.
Yeah. Great, of the Yoruba people from Nigeria, yes. Yeah. All right, fantastic. Now, how did you come up with the concept for this group?
Okay, well, as you know, my husband Larry Kramer, who's a trumpet player and producer, we have had a group for about 30-something-odd years now called Spirits of Havana. And many fine musicians came through our group, Hilario Duran, Daphne Prieto, Pedrito Martinez. There's a long list of Spirits of Havana alumni. And I've always been the only woman in the group all that time. And I was meeting, as you know, there's many conservatory programs in Cuba, and there's, just an incredible abundance of talent there. And I was meeting a lot of young women that I wasn't seeing, often at a jam session playing. I would see them sitting on the sidelines, but they wouldn't have their instrument with them, happy enough to watch their boyfriends play and stuff like that. And at one point, I guess it's about five years ago now, I met a wonderful vocalist named Daimi Erosena, who's now, her star is flying high, and she signed with Brownswood Records in London, England. But I met her, and she came to the jam session, and she actually brought our piano player, Dainai, to that. And when I returned to Canada, I left her my iPod, actually, with all these jazz singers on there to listen to, and when I got back to Canada, I thought about it. I thought, I should try and do something. And so I hooked up again with Daimi. I brought her to Toronto, Canada to do a show with me. And that's really planted the seed that I should go to Cuba and assemble a group of young women, and we did our first recording, and it was a one-off project. Didn't expect it to have the legs it eventually did. It won a Juno that year, which is a Canadian Grammy. We toured Canada, and then we prepared our next CD, Odara, which just last year got a Grammy nomination, so that was our second CD.
Congratulations.
And we've done a lot of touring since then, and the group has really gelled, and we're really hitting it now hard, and we got our brand new CD on Firm Ground just out.
That's great that you mentioned what's happening in Cuba. And so the few times that I've been there, some of the most talented people that I've met are women. They just happen to be women.
Yeah.
But I did notice that it's still a male-dominated society in terms of the bands, just like here in the United States.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that you're in the forefront of bringing women out and showcasing them and showing the world that they're just as good or even better than the men.
Well, one of the difficulties, and people might not know this, but that in Cuba, the performing opportunities are hard for everybody.
Mm.
Like, there's not, you know, in North America, we have the ability to be able to walk down the street in our neighborhood, go to a bistro or go to a bar or wherever and say, hey, I got a little band. Can I set up in the corner and play? Even if it's for tip jar.
Right.
It was something. You have this opportunity. In Cuba, there's the government levels. Everybody has to go through, you know, getting permission to do stuff. And the guys, you know, everyone's struggling for that little piece of pie. So the guys aren't really extending it to the women.
All right. Well, you are. Well, you are. So that we.
Well, I'm not in Cuba, but I'm doing my little bit.
Right. Introduce us to these talented young ladies.
Yeah, I sure will. I'm so proud of them, and I'm just they're like my kids. They really are my family. When you spend so much time together like this, I'm very proud of them all, and they're amazing. So on the piano is Dinah Olano. She's from Havana, Cuba. And there's Dani over on the bass there, and she also plays acoustic bass. And she hails from Juarez, Cuba, and that's Taylor Marrero over back there on her drums. Her dad's one of the legendary drummers, Bernardo Garcia, having played in Iraquiere and Perspectiva, many, many wonderful groups. Jesse Garcia from Havana. Down there on the congas and Mary Pass, she's come sort of at the different way of getting her thing together by learning with some of the legendary congueros in Cuba. So Mary Pass Fernandez is from Havana, Cuba. And our very newest addition to Makeke hails from Zimbabwe, through Germany, Zimbabwe, then Winnipeg, and landed in Toronto. And we found her on Facebook, and so she's now in the group.
Wow.
She's a
gypsy.
Sure is.
We'll talk to her in a minute because I want to learn a little bit more about Joanna's trajectory because of her fascinating background. Pero le quiero hacer una pregunta a la pianista, Dani. El primer número fue Encuentro, que usted fue la compositora, ¿verdad? Háblanos sobre la pieza un poco y el concepto de la pieza, porque escucho una cosas ahí que sonríe porque hay un poco de la bomba puertorriqueña ahí en el número que relativamente tenemos unos primos hermanos en Oriente Cuba que tocan esos ritmos, la tumba francesa. I just asked Dani, the pianist, about the first composition that she wrote and some of the elements that are in the composition.
Como todas mis composiciones, ¿no? En mi caso particularmente sucede que yo se me ocurre un pedazo de una melodía, después va a otro, después empecé con esa línea del bajo.
Well, she, like all her compositions, she comes up with a musical idea at home, and she started with some melody and then the bass line.
Yeah. Y luego cuando nos reunimos todos, ¿no? Es que viene la parte rítmica.
When they all get together, then that's when the rhythmic part comes in.
Siempre le pregunto, por respeto a los percusionistas, ¿qué creen que va a funcionar mejor? O si creen que el ritmo que tengo en mi cabeza, ¿no?, puede funcionar.
I always ask the percussionists, out of respect for them, what rhythm they feel fits the composition, or is the rhythm that I'm thinking of in my head already sufficient?
Y sí, tú no has notado la un poco de influencia afro, mm-hmm. de la parte este de Cuba, un poco hacia la tumba francesa, algo así, y ustedes lo llaman en Puerto Rico la bomba.
La bomba sica.
Sica.
Sí.
So, es bastante interesante, ¿no? Por lo, todo lo la influencia que tenemos en común, uh-huh. los dos países. Pero bueno, no sabía realmente, no lo hice con la intención de ponerlo la bomba, uh-huh. pero ya que me dice lo que es, pues.
She says it's fascinating the relationship that Cuba and Puerto Rico have, the similarities, etc., especially with the tumba francesa and the bomba sica, the tumba francesa being from eastern Cuba, the bomba genre being from Puerto Rico. But that was not her intent at all, but it's just a happy coincidence that it happened.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
Great. Gracias, Danae.
Gracias.
Okay, Jane. We're going to have you play another piece of music. How about introducing it and telling us what it is?
This piece is called La Linea, and it's written, it's a group arrangement. The girls came up with the lyrics. I wanted them to write some lyrics that would give a little picture of the daily life in Cuba, which is lining up for food. Often lining up for things like toothpaste and all the necessities. And apparently there's this little card. If you've got it, you get to jump to the first of the line to get stuff
wow.
from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, one of the girls showed me a photo that Roberto Carcases took of one of the diplomaticos. And the shelves were just lined with Fanta. That's all the store had was cans of Fanta.
Fanta soda, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that's impressed me so much about Cubans and going to Cuba is that they see, they have the ability to make fun, make the best out of the worst. And so these lyrics were all about lining up for stuff.
Fantastic. Jane Bunet and Makeke. This piece is entitled La Línea on WBGO FM and WBGO.org, the number one jazz station in the nation on the Latin Jazz Cruise.
Thank you.
La Línea, yeah. Jane Bunet and Maqueque. A piece composed by Jane herself. Yeah, La Línea. Talking about the lines that people have to get on sometimes to get the necessities of life. Jane, it's very interesting that the way the band is set up, you have everybody basically, almost everybody in the band doing vocals as a horn section. They're like the horn section behind you. Mm-hmm. Was that intentional?
Yeah, well, I had the great opportunity, I guess it was 2001, to meet an a cappella group in Camagüey, Cuba, called Grupo Vocal Descendant. Later, they were renamed by Peter Gabriel as the Creole Choir of Cuba. So I made a recording with them. It was 10 vocalists, 5 women, 5 men, sort of a family band, Haitian descendants. That record was called Embracing Voices. And when I did the music for that, the record was conceived with the voices being sort of the whole backdrop to the melodies and the fabric which was woven through. Now, that's a very difficult thing to go with 10 vocalists plus band on tour. But it was a beautiful project, and I love the human voice. I'm a bit of a frustrated singer myself. Like, I really love great vocals, and I love to sing, but not in public. So when assembling this group, I thought about, you know, that the vocals would be an important part of what we would do. And I was just so lucky to find out that they're all such great singers. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And mm-hmm. in keeping with that, the voice you heard singing the lead voice, La Sonera, me imagino que todos son soneros aquí, pero la principal, the principal voice was the bassist, Tylene Marrero. I'd like to ask Tylene a little bit about her role in the band, playing bass, and of course, being the lead vocalist, particularly on this tune. Tylene, bienvenido a los estudios de WBGO.
Gracias.
Tylene tiene la sonrisa más grande del grupo. She has the biggest smile of the group. So, esta es la primera vez que usted está en la posición de siendo la cantante principal de un grupo, o lo has hecho en antes?
No.
Is this the first time that you are in position of being a lead singer in the group, or have you done it before?
No, no es la primera vez, porque ya lo hacía en Cuba con Roberto Carcassés e Interactivo.
She's done it before with Roberto Carcassés and his group Interactivo. Roberto Carcassés being the son of Bobby Carcassés, great vocalist, showman, trumpeter, dancer, comedian. Bobby Carcassés, como decimos, de todo un poco. Músico, poeta y loco. He's a little bit of everything, a musician, a poet, kind of crazy in that way. And his son, Roberto Carcassés, is one of the leading pianists in Cuba. And Tylene was doing the same thing. ¿Estaba tocando el bajo también en ese grupo?
Sí, ahí toco el bajo y es decir, improvisamos también mucho cantando, tocando. Interactivo se hace mucho la fusión con el instrumento y cantando.
Ahora, hablando de la línea del bajo en términos de la música cubana, bueno, tenemos que hablar de gente como Cachao, pero la influencia suya en el bajo, exclusivamente bajista cubano, o también bajista como Jaco Pastorius y muchos más.
Yeah. Iba a decir que sí, mi ídolo de siempre fue Jaco Pastorius.
Right. So in the terms of the history, of Cuban bass, we got to talk about Cachao. But I asked her if she her influence was exclusively Cuban bass players or others like Jaco Pastorius, and she says that her principal influence, her favorite bass player, is Jaco Pastorius. Bueno, Tylene, muchísimas gracias por todo, por su tiempo y también por su talento. Quiero invitar ahora a los micrófonos. I want to invite now to the microphones the composer of the next tune, the drummer Yisi Garcia, who comes from a family, a lineage, Bernardo Garcia, her father, one of the leading drummers in Cuba. Bienvenido, Yeezy.
Gracias, gracias.
Bueno, entre usted y Maripaz Fernández en la conga, en la tumbadora, tienen la máquina del tiempo ahí, you know, between Yeezy and Maripaz on the congas, they got like the human time machine happening back there. So, háblanos un poco sobre la trayectoria tuya en Cuba. Le pregunté a Jen las condiciones para las mujeres en Cuba como artista, principalmente músico. ¿Fue difícil usted, siendo baterista, percusionista en Cuba? En toda Latinoamérica la sociedad es bien machista.
Sí, sí.
Eso es la verdad.
Realmente.
So, háblanos sobre eso. I'm asking, Yeezy, was it difficult for her being a woman in Cuba, even though there's great training there for everyone? Was in a male-dominated society, like all of Latin America, was it difficult for her being a drummer and a percussionist coming up?
Ha sido y es muy difícil para nosotras las mujeres en Cuba y en otros lugares del mundo como que reconozcan el trabajo que hacemos, ¿no? La realidad es que todavía somos la minoría. Hay muchos más hombres, percusionistas, bateristas, que mujeres, pero ya hay una fuerte representación de la mujer. En Cuba, en mi caso, y supongo que todo el mundo ha tenido como historia, ha sido bien difícil, sobre todo, lograr insertarnos en grupos de hombres. He pasado muchísimo, he tenido muchísimo rechazo. En la actualidad todavía ha sido pasando por cosas complicadas, pero que creo que poco a poco se está viendo el trabajo que hacemos y que nosotros podemos tocar cualquier instrumento igual que cualquier hombre, ¿no? Sacarle sonido.
Ahí está mejor. Well, I'm going to edit. But basically she's saying that it's always been difficult for women in anywhere, especially women musicians. But now the new generation of young women musicians is really representing in full force. She's had several challenges in her life coming up, but she feels now that women are, even though they're in the minority, they're making a big statement, performing out in public, et cetera, and they can play just as well as men, and as I said, even better in many cases. Bueno, Yeezy, gracias por tu tiempo y tu talento.
Gracias.
Vamos a escuchar una composición de Yeezy ahora mismo. We're going to hear a composition now by Yeezy, the drummer. This is called what, Jane?
Havana de Noche.
Thank you. Beautiful Havana de Noche, composed by Yeezy Garcia, the drummer. And tengo que aplaudir eso porque siempre cuando piensan en los músicos que son percusionistas, bateristas, siempre la gente piensa que como cuando van a escribir algo, una composición, va a ser algo alborotoso, con mucho cierre y a las mías. Pero eso fue un bolero son bello, bello, bello. Te tengo que aplaudir. I have to applaud the drummer Yeezy, because most of the time when people think of drummers as composers, they think, oh yeah, they're going to write something fast with a lot of chops and a lot of breaks and this, that, and the other. But here she writes a beautiful romantic bolero song going into a montuno at the end, and featuring Tai Ling and Joanna. So I have to, you know, really applaud her. You know, vamos a dar un aplauso fuerte al baterista. Eso sí, bueno, como decimos en Nueva York, en Puerto Rico y en Cuba, eso tiene H. Positive energy. All right. And speaking of vocalists, we're going to invite now Joanna Majoco to the microphones here. Joanna has a very fascinating background. I really want to know how you came into this group in terms of being one of the lead vocalists in it. First of all, tell us about your background. Jane mentioned it before, but once again, let us know.
Yes, I was born in Germany. My parents met over there. My mom is German. My father is Zimbabwean. I grew up in Zimbabwe and around the age of 15 moved to Canada and found my way eventually to Toronto, Canada about 3 years ago. Jane found me through a video I had put on YouTube and on Facebook.
Oh, so that does work.
It does work.
Not only for Justin Bieber, but for
it works. And she messaged me and said, come on over, let's get to know each other. And at that time, I had worked in the band a few times. And then just this past February, she asked me to be officially a part of the band.
Now, were you familiar with Cuban music at all in any shape or, form?
I studied jazz, so I was introduced to a little bit of that. But primarily why I took this opportunity was to dive into something completely new and different and to grow through that. Opportunity to learn and to perform with women is very empowering.
Yeah, I could see. And you have a beautiful voice, and you're talking about jazz. I see you interjecting a little bit of the blues in your improvisation, which adds some... The music already has some soul because it has African roots to begin with, but you've even given it some more soul. So thank you for sharing your time with us and your talent here on WBGO.
Thank you.
Joanna Majoko. All right. She's from all those places, or as we would say in the South Bronx, all that and a bag of chips. You know, she's got it all. Quiero invitar ahora a Maripaz Fernández a los micrófonos. I wanted to make sure that I got everybody interviewed here because, Joanna said, it is empowering all these incredibly talented women performing as a group. And I wanted to get her voice here. Bueno, bienvenido, Maripaz.
Muchas gracias.
¿De dónde eres? ¿En Cuba?
De La Habana.
¿De qué barrio? ¿De qué distrito?
Santo Suárez.
Ah, chévere. Chévere. She's from the Santo Suárez district in Habana. ¿Cuántos distritos tiene Habana? ¿Como 40, 41, algo así?
No sé bien, pero sí, son bastantes.
There's about 41 neighborhoods, districts in La Habana, and all of them have unique, idiosyncratic things to them. ¿Qué me puede decir de Santo Suárez? ¿Qué identifica a Santo Suárez?
No, Santo Suárez realmente es un barrio muy tranquilo. Años atrás fue un barrio residencial y a mí me gusta mucho. Mi familia toda es de ahí y me he criado, nací y me crié en ese barrio y me encanta.
Right. She says that Santo Suárez is a very peaceful residential neighborhood, pero siendo un barrio tan tranquilo, ¿cómo que tú tocas las tumbadoras así con tanta
No, porque mi mamá es músico también, mi abuelo toca un poco de conga, canta. Entonces siempre los fines de semana como que la familia nos reunimos todos y siempre se hacían como descargas y, y entonces ahí fueron mis primeros pasos.
I was asking her, since Santo Suárez is such a tranquil neighborhood, how does she play with so much fire on the conga? She says, well, you know, her whole family is musicians, and they would have what we call descargas in the, in the house. Descarga, it really means in Spanish, translated unload, but in terms of Cuban music, it means a jam session. So that's how... ¿Y estudiaste en la Escuela Nacional?
No, estudié bachiller, pero no estudié en ninguna escuela de música. Fui alumna de Oscar Valdés, cantante percusionista de Iraquere. Pero bueno, no estudié en ninguna institución.
Right. She was mentored by Oscar Valdés, the vocalist and percussionist for the Cuban supergroup Iraquere, which we're very familiar with here in the States because they produced the... Arturo Sandoval, en Paquito de Rivera, et cetera, et cetera. Bueno, gracias, Maripaz, por tu talento y estando aquí en la emisora. Gracias.
Gracias a usted.
That's Maripaz Fernández, the other half of the human time machine, her and Yeezy. Son la máquina del tiempo, el motor de este grupo. Y ahora mismo, Jane, what are you going to play?
Are going to play a beautiful composition of Taylor Morero's. It's called Musica en el Alma. And you're going to play drums.
Really? Well, I hope I don't mess this up.
You won't. This is fit for you perfectly.
Okay, thanks. It's an honor and privilege, ladies, having you all here representing in full force. My wife, Elena, is going to be very happy hearing this show. Mi esposa Elena va a estar bien orgullosa escuchando este programa. Gracias por todo lo que hacen, no solamente para la música, pero para las mujeres mundialmente, porque cada vez que una mujer está en la tarima, está representando a todas las mujeres del mundo. Y sin las mujeres, no hay vida en este mundo. Without women, there is no life, there's no music in this world. So, mucho H, gracias. Gracias por todo.
Gracias. And if I could say something, I'd just like to say, number one, congratulations on you being here now at WPGO. And also, too, I just want to thank the stations for having us here. And there was one other thing I wanted to say. Yeah, donate.
Yeah,
because this is like we listen to the station in Toronto, Canada, and we know that listener support is the only way that the station can exist. So please donate to this tremendous station.
That's right. WBGO plus you equals great in-studio performances like this one, exclusive interviews, and, of course, the best music 24 hours a day. Your financial support makes all of this possible. So please call 1-800-499-9246. That's 1-800-499-9246. Or pledge online at WBGO.org. All right, WBGO.org. And ladies and gentlemen, if you missed any part of this show, the show is always archived for 2 weeks. So go to WBGO.org and hit the on the air icon. That will open up, and you hit then the archive icon, and you can hear this show in its entirety all over again. And all of the great shows that are run by all of the great announcers that we have here on WBGO, the number one jazz station in the nation. You're listening to the Latin Jazz Cruise. My name is Bobby Sanabria.
Nacen sueños que crear de
Bueno, en el encuentro de el Bronx, Puerto Rico y Cuba, aquí en WBGO FM and WBGO.org. That was the Bronx, Cuba, and Puerto Rico together. Música en mi Amba by Tailin Marrero, the bassist, lead vocalist, composer, arranger, one of them in the group. And you heard the lead vocals there by Joanna Majoco and also by Tailin. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? That was incredible. Mari Paz Fernandez on the congas. Danai on the piano. Danai Olano. Yisi Garcia on the drums. Tailin Marrero again on the bass. Joanna Majoco on the vocals and percussion. And the one and only, the superhuman on soprano saxophone and the flute, the leader and chief organizer, musical director of this fantastic group, Makeke. How about it for Jane Bunet? My name is Bobby Sanabria. You're listening to the Latin Jazz Cruise. I'm listener supported, WBGO FM and WBGO.org. Listener supported, Jazz 88, the number one jazz station in the nation. And we'd like to remind you that we are in a pledge drive. So we bring you great studio in-studio performances like this one, exclusive interviews, and the best music 24 hours a day. So please give as much as you can or as little as you can. It doesn't matter. Your financial support makes all of this possible. On listener-supported Jazz 88, WBGO-FM, and WBGO.org. So call 1-800-499-9246, or you can pledge online at WBGO.org. WBGO.org, the number one jazz station in the nation. That was fantastic. Jane Bunet and Makeke from their album, Tierra Firma. Okay, so please support the musicians by taking the time out to not only listen on this station, but purchasing their music. Yeah, Jane Bunet and Makeke, fantastic music here, live, no jive, on WBGO FM. We're going to go back into the studio, go back to playing some more great music in the tradition and beyond. Muchísimas gracias. Siempre sintonizado aquí, WBGO.org, WBGO-FM, la emisora número uno de jazz en los Estados Unidos y mundialmente, WBGO.